I'm going to call this meeting of the House Committee on Economic Development to order for Monday, April 22nd. And so colleagues, the first part of this meeting, I don't know if it was the last meeting or before, we talked about providing a list to Ways and Means and Revenue, a prioritized list of the bills and things we sent down there. As we all know, there's more bills in both of those committees than they're going to be able to deal with. And so the first part of this, so some have already completed their ranking and provided it to Melissa. And if you have not provided it to her yet, I'll give you a few more minutes to complete it and provide it to her. Then we'll look at what the combination of that comes up with and talk about then. Because I don't imagine we all chose the same number one or number two. And then we'll have some conversations. So the intent will be based on what we come up with. I'll send a letter to the co-chairs of Ways and Means that based on this conversation, this is what, if we had to make the choices of priorities, if they're not all going to move, here's the ones that we, how we prioritize them, and the same thing in revenue. So I'll give you a few more minutes to complete that. She's putting them in as we speak. There we go. Yes.
Do you want my name?
No, you don't have to.
Is that fine? Well, I'm putting them in a line in case you want to see.
Home.
Yeah, you can ask.
To me, it makes a difference sometimes when we're talking about whether the Ways and Means ask is a general fund or an other fund lottery or a different category. I don't know how we.
That could be some process. Reason that people, that's maybe the way they rank things too. I mean, in some cases that is. Yeah.
And I would say too, the amount of money as well. The task force bills were minimal fiscals, so.
Oh, no, so also, you think we should move all the task force bills to the top?
I did not say that.
But that's a great, yeah. That, I mean, that's part of the thing of making decisions, because you know there's going to be all levels and kinds of bills down there. So the real intent here is, again, for those that have any significant Ways and Means, and if you think they're important, I would hope you would put those near the top of the list, even though the task force bills may be of less fiscal impact, just from a standpoint of having to make choices, because if they have several hundred task force bills down there, it's a significant amount of money.
Yeah.
Representative McKeown, did you have a question?
I was just going to ask if there's a cheat sheet for the amounts that are attached to this.
There is. There are two tables on OLIS.
Oh, okay, thank you.
I have a printed one I can hand down if you want to take
a
look.
Okay. I'll pull it up. I'm sorry. I didn't go that far.
Mr. Chair, yeah. Representative McKeown, there's a column labeled revenue and fiscal impacts, and so I've listed what both of those are and have pasted the text from those impact statements, if one existed. On the revenue, ones that went to revenue, we had a lot of revenue statements for the purpose of moving the bills, and so where I could find some estimates of the tax expenditure piece from either the Department of Revenue or Legislative Revenue Office, I've pasted that info in there as well. So. We were wrong. Mm-hmm. Representative Bonham didn't rank his own bill, number one.
So it's under meeting with
the minimums.
For today, yes.
That's in the email that went out last week.
Doesn't matter. Inconsequential.
You're like a walking thesaurus.
Of no consequence.
Sure. No, let's stand at ease until they.
Oh, he's got the gavel.
Thank you.
That worked pretty well.
So we'll go through these. So the idea here is, and the reason we went through this exercise first, is it might, we might reach some consensus quicker than if we just talked about all these and tried to persuade people. And so we'll go through kind of the rankings, not necessarily to clear to the bottom, but the first four or five in ways and means and then on revenue, and see how close we all agree or disagree in the reasons. We can talk about what the reasons are.
Oh, that was horizontal.
So.
Bergstein down there, call it.
So on the ways and means, the one that came out on top was House Bill 2173A, the Office of the Broadband. From a ways and means standpoint. Then 2672, which is the agency marijuana administration and enforcement expenses. Seems okay so far. And then 2184, universal service surcharge and broadband fund. We have the office and now we have the fund, according to the rankings. And 3110, Representative Bonham's bill for rural capacity.
Can I ask a question about 2184?
Yes, you can.
So there are two different, and 2184 is the tax, right?
Yes.
But it was included in both the fiscal one and the tax one.
The revenue, right.
I mean the revenue one.
Right, it is.
So are we ranking at number two on the fiscal side? Or are we going to rank it once it's on the revenue side?
On both. The fiscal side.
Didn't actually, because it ended up both. It goes both places.
It goes both places.
Yes. That one's confusing. Would you like to enter a...
Which one does it go to? I didn't rank that one, only because I saw it on the revenue side and I just wasn't clicking, because the office is on the fiscal side.
Mm-hmm.
So it's confusing. It, no harm, no foul, but that's why I didn't rank that one.
Mm-hmm. Question?
Yes.
On that particular issue, thank you, Representative Drazen, for raising that. There's a technical question. Does it go to ways and means first and then revenue? Does it go to revenue first and then ways and means? And what if it fails in one?
Well, if it doesn't pass revenue, it wouldn't go to ways and means, because ways and means would
revenue
distribute.
First.
Yes,
it goes
it's
to
in
revenue
first. Right now.
Okay, great. Thank you. I wasn't sure
in
the
revenue.
Path.
It has been heard.
It's currently in revenue, so they have to approve the, right, and then they'd approve the expenditures after that.
Yeah. It had a public hearing. It's got a work session tomorrow. Or Thursday? Thursday.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay.
So.
And 2320.
This number is the fifth one.
So.
What's the number?
Oh, 2320, which is the fifth one, which was the truing up of the lottery dollars to the counties.
The group and the.
Then 2179, task force on
for blockchain.
Force on what?
2179.
Oh, right.
Task force on blockchain.
It was number six.
Okay. And then we have lottery funds for redevelopment of the Port Orford Cannery.
Be number seven.
Number seven.
And then number eight.
2181, which is the task force on maritime sector workforce development. 3211.
Number nine is 3211.
Cannabis business certification program. That's the energy, right. And again, from a standpoint of fiscal impact, it has a fiscal impact because there's some from the department had some cost to set that up?
It's because it's going to take money.
Yeah.
There is an allocation in the bill for that one.
But the money's supposed to come out of the tax revenue distribution formula.
Right.
So it comes in under what it costs to run the agency.
That's right. Okay.
So number 10 is 2613.
Which is the county fairground capital construction master plan. So that does take a direct allocation of funds there.
So number 11 is 3251.
Outdoor recreation industry grants. Again, that's allocation of funds to do the grants, right?
And then number 12 is 2383.
Which is the Curry County Assessment Pilot Program.
And so number 13 is 3386. Just the
alcoholic beverage delivery.
And then, so the last one is 2310.
2310.
Which is the Prosperity 1000.
Prosperity 1000. Okay, so we go back up the top. So if you think about these in relationship to, we're going to go back in relationship to expenditures, and not so much in relationship to the amount of dollars, but expenditures get based on that list, is there something that, from a priority standpoint, if we're telling the Ways and Means Committee to spend money on, that should be closer to the top versus one the other? So the biggest expenditures on that list are the port, then we have the county fairground. I mean, if you go down the list of those that actually take general fund revenue.
General, oh, you're separating out general fund?
Well, I just thought I would for...
Yeah, well, I think that
go ahead.
I don't know what the propriety here is.
So
I think it would be helpful, as I think Rep. Helm suggested, to look at the different sources of funding.
Sources of funding.
Or whoever suggested that.
So if we're looking at different... Yeah, because how do you do the broadband one is lottery versus the Prosperity 1000 and the port are general fund. So I'm just sort of looking at those.
So the Prosperity 1000 anyway, if it's at the bottom 14.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's number 14.
So of the top three, so the first one would be the lottery. The second one is the marijuana taxes.
Right.
The third one would be the fee, yeah, the Universal Service Fund,
mm-hmm.
Right? Essentially in there. The fourth one.
General fund.
Is general
fund.
It's the first general fund one.
And how much is that represent at bottom?
$916,000.
The most expensive kind of money.
So here, let's go back. Let's just take the ones that are general fund and see where they rank and see if that order in which they rank would still be, even though they're general funds. You want to do that? Because that's the ones that first we'll have. Because the others, in theory, the money will come from some. Doesn't mean they'll get it, but it just they won't allocate it. But
for purposes of, like, I get it if we look at, if we say, well, that's marijuana funds and that's off, or maybe the fiscal's indeterminate, but we really do have as much control almost about as over lottery funds as we do general fund. I mean,
sure.
When we talk about, you know, priorities and all that kind of stuff, so I guess I'm quietly making the suggestion. We will also rank lottery, right?
Yes.
Is that planned? Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah. So let's go back to the general fund.
So, that would be lottery fund. Okay, so the general fund, the three general fund ones are, we talked about 2310, Prosperity 1000, 2383 for the Curry County Assessment Pilot Project, that was 12, and 2613, the County Fairground Capital Construction, which was 10, and then the
rural capacity
one. Those are the four that are...
Rutherford Cannon?
Why did I miss that one? Yeah, that one should be...
That's 26.
No, it's lottery funds.
It's lottery.
Yeah.
It's lottery funds.
Yeah. And the lottery fund ones are... and then technically the task force on blockchain would be general fund, right?
Yes,
and the task force on maritime sector would be... Yeah, task forces where they are largely legislative costs, yes, would be general fund. Let's see. So then the lottery fund ones, well, that would be 2173, the broadband office, 2320, the lottery revenues in counties, essentially, the as we talked about, Port Orford Cannery. And then the outdoor recreation industry grants, the 3251.
That's lottery
as well, yes.
So let's go back to the general fund. So the general funds ones, regardless of the regardless of the amount of general funds, from a ranking standpoint, the top one is 3110.
Mm-hmm. It's the rural capacity.
The rural capacity one. If you had to make a choice.
Mr. Chair, is that how we're sending this memo? This memo's going to say lottery funds. This is our 1 through 5 general funds.
It doesn't necessarily have to say 1 through 5. It can say here's our top three and let them figure out the rest of it. I mean, it's up to us. But I'm just going to go back to if we have to make a choice. First, we're making a choice on general fund. If we took the way we did our system in that, House Bill 3110 is the top choice for spending general fund revenue.
And that's?
That's the rural capacity.
So the other for general fund, the next one after that would be the two task forces. First would be blockchain, and the second would be maritime. Those are both general fund right. allocations. And then after that, the next one would be the county fairground capital construction. And after that would be the Curry County assessment, and then the Prosperity 1000 pilot program. That would be the general fund order.
Are you all right with that? I might make an argument that the Curry County assessment might be a higher priority than doing fairgrounds, but I'm fine if that's people are comfortable with it.
I did make that same argument.
I'd rather have the fairgrounds. Are we going to argue this? Is it?
We'll leave it the way it is. If I can't convince you easily, so okay. So we'll leave that ranking. You could argue it, but there's just so we'll leave that ranking the way it is. And so then we have the lottery.
And so lottery ones. The Oregon Broadband Office is a lottery fund. That was our number one. The next one would be the 2320, the lottery right. for county economic development.
And then
the next one would be the Port Orford Cannery. And then the fourth and final one would be the outdoor recreation industry grants for lottery.
Isn't the cannery bonding money? Or is that just lottery?
Hmm? I think it's lottery. Is it just lottery dollars?
The cannery.
Not part of the lottery bonds.
Lottery dollars or bonding?
I think it was a bond. I can't remember.
It's a capital project. I think it was for.
Was it for bonding?
Yeah.
It doesn't specify. It just says a lottery
the one
revenue.
That has all the money already in from all the private nonprofits.
Do you think it's all right?
I think my only question is on the 2173 that it outlines numbers that we didn't see when we initially voted on that in terms of that. The request of the actual positions.
Mm.
And I'm not sure I agree with the size and the
size of it.
Yeah. I mean, I still prioritized it with an asterisk that said I questioned 9 positions. Originally I was told 6. Mm. How it went from 6 to 9 and yet the budget didn't really change. I guess it did, went to 2.3 million. So originally I was told per biennium 1.2 and 6 people, and now we're up to 2.3 and 9 people.
Lieutenant Mark, do you want to clarify that? Or?
I don't know where that information is coming from.
Representative Wong.
I mean, where is he seeing?
I would like to make an argument that the 2320, the true up lottery to the counties, should be the number one priority of what we do with the lottery funds. So we shouldn't need a bill to true up what we're supposed to do anyway. So that should be the number one thing that we do, is to do what we're supposed to do anyway, in my opinion.
Anybody else want to add to that?
Nodding.
She's nodding. So Drazen's nodding.
So I don't know if anybody else feels strongly otherwise, right. But I would leapfrog that one to the top.
That's right.
That was my number one lottery fund.
Yeah, and depending on the biennium, it wouldn't necessarily cost any more money if we're doing what we said we were
That's
supposed
correct.
To do anyway.
Right.
And so you're right from that standpoint. So
would have been my number one lottery one as well.
Okay. Anybody disagree if we just put that at the top and then rank from there down? Okay, we'll do it. Okay, that takes care of.
And then we have a couple more, which are going to be fees based on whatever the activity is. So 2184.
So where did 2184 come out on the, because that's the revenue bill.
It was, on the revenue side.
Right.
Let me switch.
Because that's where it has to get through before it gets to Ways and Means.
Let me switch to the other. It was third.
It was third. Okay.
So it's third on both lists.
Third on both lists. Yes.
The revenue list only had
seven, six. Correct. Or six on them.
I think I could address the broadband office if you wanted to come back to that question. I think the issue is positions versus FTE. It's they're projecting 4.5 basically. Oh, okay. FTE.
Oh.
But they're little bits of pieces of people. So I think it's consistent with at least my understanding, which was about 4.5 people. It's confusing because it lists it says 9 positions.
But the budget went from 1.2, just in terms of what I had been told, to 2.3. I mean,
then I can answer that, except I'm sure it has to do with the partial biennium in which they get going and higher.
So unless others feel strongly on any of these others at this point, we will make the list based on what we've talked about. We'll send it back out to everybody, so you get to see again, and especially if you want to look in light of some of the other explanations before we forward it on to Ways and Means and or revenue. Yes, Representative McEwen.
Chair, thank you. I just wanted to verify in the bill, mm-hmm. It does say that the Port Orford request is lottery revenue from OBDD.
It's what?
Allocates lottery revenue.
Lottery revenue.
It calls it out in the bill.
So not bottom.
Very right. Good, thank you.
That's
well, they bond.
Okay.
They bond.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Any other questions at this point? We'll send it back out. Here's what it is. And you get one more shot to protest, write a minority letter or whichever works best.
Is there a formal
and
process
that's just
for
the Ways and Means portion that we run through the Ways and Means portion?
I think we, oh, right.
Yeah,
we
still need to do the
revenue side. So when we started down the revenue side, 2132, if I'm reading that correctly. So which is
yes.
The Cultural Trust, which has already had a hearing and a work session is scheduled, I believe. So that was first. Second was 2699, which is the Brownfield Property Tax Incentive. And we had quite a bit of conversation about that. 2184, which is, again, the revenue, the universal service charge to do the broadband. 2900. Which is extends the food processing property tax exemption. And then 2174, urban renewal plan and project requirements. And the last is 2053, which modifies employment. This so 2053 is the big complicated bill from the Business Oregon. Maybe they'll figure it out in revenue.
So, Chair, mm-hmm. Just to confirm, for those of us who are not yeses on any of these bills, as you note that, will you be noting any of that to revenue, or should we actually send out our own little note?
No, we can do that. So we can note that on anything that goes to revenue.
That'd be
yeah.
Fabulous.
No,
that's,
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Very good. Good job. There's no reward for it, though, so sorry.
We can pat each other on the back.
So, I don't know if I ever opened an informational, but I'm going to close it just in case I opened it.
I think you did.
Did I? Okay.
Before we paused.
Oh, I think we did, before we paused. So next, we're going to have one item of business. I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 69.
So, Mr. Chair, members of the committee, Senate Bill 69, it essentially will allow the Public Utility Commission to provide assistance to low-income customers for broadband internet access service under the Oregon Telephone Assistance Program. There's a no revenue impact and there's a minimal fiscal impact.
Chair Lively, I move Senate Bill 69 to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Representative Bonham moves Senate Bill 69 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Just want to make sure that my broadband internet access fees are going down as a result of this bill, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I don't think that's the case, but.
No? Oh.
Does that work?
We do all these good things.
Any other discussion? Seeing none, please call the roll and final passage.
Representative Barreto?
Aye.
President Drazen?
Aye.
President Helm?
Aye.
President Marsh?
Aye.
President McEwen?
Aye.
President McLean?
Aye.
President Wallen?
Yes.
President Witt?
Aye.
Thank you.
Vice Chair Bottom?
Aye.
Vice Chair Beatty?
Aye.
Chair Lightman?
Aye. Motion carries, so we need a carrier. Anybody feel strong about this bill that they want to carry it on the floor? Okay, Representative Bottom has agreed to do that. And so for our Wednesday, do we know what our schedule is for Wednesday yet?
Mr. Chair, we do.
Okay.
We have three wine bills that came to us from the Senate. We got received this morning. And then we have Senate Bill 590, which I've completely forgotten. I'm sorry. My apologies. But we have four public hearings.
We have four public hearings. And so for members of the committee here, so my preference as chair in that is I don't schedule a hearing and the work session on the same day early in the session. And so I have not, even though sometimes people request that, just to give us a chance to hear the bills and see if there's other questions in that. There was no rush at this point given these Senate bills. So they'll only be hearings. And we have one other bill we already heard.
Correct. We have one more that we heard last week.
Yeah.
Or 2 weeks ago.
But it's not scheduled yet for work session. Anything else to come before the committee? Okay.
Sure.